Nolte, disgraced Jupiter Thomas Massey humiliated by 10-point loss. By John Nolte on May 20, 2026. After losing his primary to former Navy SEAL Ed Gallrain, incumbent U.S. Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, is about to have a lot more time on his hands to hate Jews and pretend he cares about Jeffrey Epstein's victims. While it's glorious that this self-regarding narcissist lost, even more glorious is that he got himself humiliated by a 10-point margin. 10 points, 55-45%, with 99% of the vote counted. Wait, there's more. If you want to understand President Trump's ability to deliver votes, the math is pretty remarkable. In his 2024 primary battle, Massey won with nearly 40,000 votes. This year, Massey exceeded his 2024 raw vote total with over 47,000 votes. He still lost. Why? Gallrain earned nearly 58,000 votes. The polls sure didn't see a 10-point victory. Yes, Massey's support increased between 2024 and 2026, and Trump still whipped him. Trump made Massey a project, and now this anti-Semitic sack of smug is out of a job. Oh, wait, maybe not. The loser who lost his own district by 10 points might run for president. Personally, I want to thank Massey for making his defeat all the sweeter with these opening lines from his despicable concession speech. What a joy it is to dance on this scumbag's political grave. At the same time, never did I believe I would live to see the day when a sitting congressman could say something straight out of the jubating Ku Klux Klan handbook and not be roundly condemned. Hopefully, the House of Representatives will censure him before he prances out of office in a Stephen Colbert-style cloud of self-celebration. Also, don't buy the lie that the awful Joes bought the race for Gallrain. Both Massey and Gallrain benefited by about the same amount of campaign and outside spending. This was a Trump victory, pure and simple. Trump targeted Massey for destruction, and now Massey's gone. Massey's biggest mistake was likely believing that social media is real life. That people like Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones had managed to wrest enough influence from Trump that seeking their good opinion was the only constituency he needed to win over. Well, he and they lost by 10 points. 10 points. Influencers, eh? As a great man once said, you keep using that word, I do not think it means what you think it means.